John, I'm going to give you a question that's come in about IMTA systems, and it's quite an interesting question. There's a lot of buzz around the, you know, the sort of mixed aquaculture trophic systems. And forgive me that I've forgotten the exact words that make the acronym, but what do you make of could there be some sort of way of fusing these two technologies with intersystems?
You mean multi-trophic aquaculture?
I do multi-trophic, yes,
Yeah.
exactly, aquaculture systems.
So it's a great question. So I'm not an expert in the area, but been around some research, and in the end, some colleagues that were working in building complicated systems linking tilapia and vegetables, and they found the best solution was to grow the tilapia in one tank, collect the waste, and then fertilize the vegetables. So maybe not fully linked, but RAS does give us the opportunity to recapture most of the waste and repurpose it. And that's just my opinion, but I see that as a really exciting and benefit to the technology, more so than linking them together, which there's potential there as well. But at the most basic level, recapturing the waste and repurposing it is something that we can definitely do.
Right. And what you make of aquaponic systems, where we've seen companies such as Superior Fresh, you know, building these models. Do you think that will really take off, where the aquaculture component is kind of integrated into another food system?
So this would be more of a personal opinion, but I certainly hope so, and I hope they're successful. It's a great concept, and I think as we spoke earlier, they're pioneering the way, and there'll be bumps along the way, but if there's a way to get it done, there's people out there that are working on it. So I look forward to those results, and it's a great idea.
Right. And just a quick follow-on question, if I may. There's a couple of questions about the sustainability of land-based systems, the fossil fuel usage. What do you, you know, when you take a high-level view of aquaculture and you look at the contrasting systems, how do you think the RAS systems compare on sustainability metrics?
Yeah, so I think it's highly competitive, especially if it's local, because so much of our seafood is transported around the globe. So that RAS gives us the opportunity to locate facilities near consumption, which is an obvious win. And the other part there is the world moves to more sustainable forms of energy. RAS becomes a much more sustainable because energy is the major input there. So I think it's a winning technology in that regard.